Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet. Hey! Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Colvert, a fluffy pit bull owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a double dinky dog owner.
And I am Travis McRoy. I own, a 70-pound wrecking ball and a 30-pound scruffy old lady.
Yeah. And this is the mini-sode for unapologetic dog lovers. You guys heard it. You heard it. Our Pradoofus is back, Travis.
Hi. Hello. Hi, everybody.
Thank you so much for being here. I love
you
so much.
Thank you for having me.
Because it is, now, one, it is the biggest gift in the world that I know I get to see Travis at least once a year from X Fun Drive, but it also is illegal to not have you on.
That's true.
Oh,
so,
okay. Well, I was wondering where you're going with that. Illegal to what? Okay.
You can't. If it's Max Fun Drive and we don't hear from our beloved Travis, they're going to come for us.
That's true.
They're going to let us know. I love you so much. I miss you so much.
Thank you.
It's so good seeing you on the Zoom. How are those pups of yours?
They're good. Oh, my house is too full of things. Too full of things.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Sure. Okay.
Oh,
so now,
my God.
This 70 pounds, has there been a bit? Tugboat gained 10 pounds in the quarantine. He put on a little extra treat. It's fine. Has Lily put on a little extra?
It is constantly trying to find the right balance of like feeding for her, because here's the thing, she is like a cruiser. Like if there's food anywhere, we have to be so careful because she'll like jump up on the counter. Right now, like Dot, oh my God. Okay, so Dot is still doing like high chair feeding, and so Dot will like hold a handful of food and then just like reach over while looking at us, making eye contact with us, and hand the food to Lily. As Lily, and we're like, no, stop. No, don't. Both of you, stop it. No, neither one. I watched her give Lily like a whole mozzarella stick the other day.
Sure,
and as I'm like going, Lily, don't you do it. She's like looking back at me going, ah. And like, then she ate it while I chased her around the table. Like, and so trying to find like a feeding schedule, because like she won't just go like, oh, I get it.
Sure,
give me
right.
a little bit less. I get it, Dad. Yeah. No, she's like, well, then I guess I'm eating the potted plants or something. I don't know. Like, so it is. I think we found the right balance now, though, where we've kept her at a steady way. The only reason I'm worried about is joints, and I want to keep her active and all that stuff. I don't care, you know. She wanted to pork up a bit. It's fine by me. I just want her to be able to still run around.
That's all we ask. Nothing is better than two little ones being in cahoots is my
you
favorite.
Say that, but I don't want it.
I know
it's
you don't.
Bad. Because here's the thing. She's okay, here's the thing. BB likes to give treats to the dogs too, right?
Sure.
But she does it with our supervision, and she knows what foods the dogs can and can't eat.
Of course.
Right? She knows all about chocolate. Thank you, Fancy Nancy. Taught us chocolate bad for dogs. Great, great, great. She knows not to give the dogs grapes, that kind of thing. But with Dot, it's just like, well, I don't want it. And like, it is that much forethought. It's like, well, nope. And it's also getting to the point where they will both, like, Buttercup is a little bit more, she knows, Buttercup knows the rules. And I can see her, like, when Lily is breaking the rules, Buttercup is sitting there like, what? Dad,
you're not supposed to.
She's not supposed to, but she got a mozzarella stick, and I wasn't doing it, and I didn't get one. And where's the justice?
I think that's the thing, that Buttercup has always been fighting for something. We know it's something, some sort of thing. And it turns out it was justice. Mm-hmm. This whole time, Buttercup's just like, I just needed to be fair for everybody. And I respect it, and I appreciate it.
And now Buttercup is just getting so
how's
cranky.
She doing? How's
she's
she
cranky
doing?
All the time. So, like, she, you know, she's about 10 at this point. Still, so for a dog her size, it's not that old, right? I'd put her in maybe, like, or if we're talking human years, like 60s. But, you know, like, she has sublimated kneecap. Right. So if she like if she steps wrong, right, her kneecap kind of moves and she has to like shake her leg to get it back in place. And that's apparently very common in like small dogs of a certain age and everything. And it's fine. She's a little uncomfortable. And so like, you know, her joints are more and more. She's getting grouchier and grouchier. And it doesn't help that she has to share specifically me with so many other beings at this point.
Doesn't care for it.
And so, like, if she's in my lap and BB comes running over, only running, Buttercup will, like, bark at her to tell her to back off.
Of course.
And
of
so, like, this is the thing we've been working on to be like, hey, guess what? The kids aren't puppies. They are humans just like us. And you are below them in the hierarchy of things. You don't get to yell at the...
Oh, I know, Travis. I know. Now, how is... I would imagine BB and Dot seem like resilient, carefree kiddos. Is this barking affecting them at all? Do they care? Or they're just like, yes.
No. They doesn't affect them at all. They'll stop and just, like, look. Especially Dot just, like, looks at them. Honestly, the thing that bothers Dot more is when Lily licks her. Lily is so big compared to Dot. And if Dot starts crying about something, as kids are wont to do, especially at, like, 16 months.
Yeah.
Lily will come over to lick her face, and Dot is like, no, stop it.
Let me cry.
And, like, Lily's just trying to help. Lily's just such a big old oaf. Aww. She's done it, and, like, her tail will, like, whack Dot in the back of the head, and Dot will get upset about that. And, like, I mean, Buttercup, if she barks at especially BB, but if she barks at either kid, like, she will then almost immediately turn around and try to apologize. And be like, oh, listen, I overreacted. Listen,
I forgot where
heated.
I was.
Forgive me.
Listen, I know.
You understand, didn't get to my meditation this morning. It won't happen again.
I haven't had my coffee. I'm so sorry. Yeah. and so, like, then she will, like, you know, lay on her back or, like, lick their faces or whatever. But it is just, like, honestly, it's just so many little things in my house right now. And... only one of them is capable of basic logic and reasoning. Like, BB is getting there, and the other three are animals, and I include Dot in that.
Yeah, that's a lot of animals in there. But it's all very cute. And honestly, from Lily's perspective, I do like an adult human trying to remedy a situation by licking and or hitting someone with their butt. Of just like, clearly things have gone wrong.
It's just that the whole world is not scaled to Lily. That's the problem. Yeah. And she and I have that in common. I bump into things left and right. Here in my house, we call it Shrekking around. I'm just out there Shrekking around, knocking stuff over. I break glasses maybe twice a week just by, like, swinging a hand into them accidentally, catching them with an elbow, right? And it just happens, right? And Lily and I are in that same way of just like, what? What's going on? Lily will just turn around to see what's happening and just, like, knock people over.
Right.
Left and right. And then she's like, why is everyone mad? What's happening? Huh? Oh. And it's like, Lily, I know, buddy. Listen, you and I, but we're big. We have to be careful.
We got
to
be mindful. Shrekking around might be the entire reason for this podcast, just so that we could have gotten to the term Shrekking around.
Yeah.
I'm stealing that. It's
brilliant. I know Tugboat's in the same boat. Tugboat gets excited. What? He's not technically doing anything wrong.
Sure. He's not just technically.
So excited and big. Like, logic, you know. That's the thing. I can look at Lily and be like, I know you're doing. Like, if anyone sits down on the floor.
Right.
And remember, we have two children, so that happens a lot.
Of course.
Lily is just there, oh, I'm so excited you're here. What's up? Oh, I'm going to stick my tongue in your ear and jump on you. And you're like, no, please. Hey. It doesn't actually, when Buttercup does it, it's fine.
Right.
She weighs 30 pounds.
She's the appropriate size for such a thing. Right.
But you are so big.
Yeah.
You can't have it.
One of my favorite things that dogs do is there is an obvious, I'm the one who knocked over the table. Obvious. But to them, it seems like the craziest serendipity coincidence in the world. I hit it and it also fell. What are the odds of this? Just, like, looking back stunned of just, like...
Can you believe
that? You guys all saw that, right? That was crazy.
It's such, like, a cartoon joke. But the amount that I do think that Lily does not associate her tail as part of her body.
No.
I don't think she realizes it is part of her. The other day, she started wagging her tail so hard that it spun in a circle like a helicopter blade, and BB thought it was the funniest thing in the world.
BB
just kept laughing, and I was like, oh, do you think she's going to take off? And BB was like, no, she's not a helicopter. And it was like, suddenly, I was the dummy. I was just like, no, I was joking. I know. Hey, I know BB is very literal when it comes to stuff like that, where you're just like, oh, maybe Buttercup should drive. She can't drive. She's a dog.
She's got to take an improv class for that yes-anding.
Yeah.
I know. She can make jokes all day long,
sure,
and she will. But
of
as soon as you buy into the joke, she's like, I was joking.
Yeah.
And you're like, no, I know I was playing along. I know I was there with you. Hey, I know.
She's not a helicopter. It's a dog.
Yeah.
Don't be
it's
stupid.
A dog, Dad. No,
thank
I know.
Thank you.
I know. I know.
I appreciate such a thing so much. I also love she's getting in early on the dad game of just like, Dad, come on.
No. Dad, come on.
Come on. What are you doing? What are you doing? I can't have it. Travis, I love it so much. And I want to leave myself with this for the rest of the day. A dog with the sidekick of its own feisty tail.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is very fun for me. And I think we should get together and write it, you guys.
And just before anyone grows concerned, Buttercup and Lily, still best friends.
Okay.
They'll cuddle together all the time. The best thing. Okay, so occasionally they will share tug toys.
Ooh.
And Lily is so much bigger than and Bubba and so much more muscular than her. And so I was sitting there doing the tug of war with Lily, and then Buttercup came over and grabbed a corner of it. And so for a second, it was like a three-way tug of war. And then I let go, and Lily had been tugging against me and suddenly pulled Buttercup just across the floor. But the thing is that the other thing I do want to highlight, because Lily is a very good girl, is that occasionally BB will want to play tug of war with Lily, and when she does, Lily scales back her strength so much. You can see Lily just like gently shaking her head and gently pulling as BB's like pulling against her. Whereas when she does it with me, like we're sitting there, you know, full blown like tug of war.
Right.
And with BB, she will just kind of go through the motions and pretend to play tug of war with BB so that BB can play with her too. Like that's the thing, is like Lily knows, like, these are the little ones and we protect them and this is fine, this is great. She just is such a doofus.
It reminds me of in The Incredibles when Dash is running track and the family is yelling from the thing, like, slower, second place.
No, not yet. Not quite.
Not yet. We'll get you there. Oh my God, I love it so much. All right, now Travis, again, this is a minisode. I promise I wouldn't keep you too long, but I do need our listeners to know that the entire reason this show exists is because of you. You are our very first producer. You taught us how to podcast. You helped us create this format for
the
show.
Back when I was giving away that info for free.
Right?
Now you got to buy my book.
We talked about it. We talked about it on the show. It's so good. So at this point, Travis, I need everyone to know that if they like the show, it is 100% because of you. And where could they go if they wanted to create their own podcast and or thank you for doing such a thing?
Well, you can, order Everybody Has a Podcast Except You, available through many great booksellers. You can also, you know, go to MaximumFun.org/join. Support the art and artists you love. Max Fun and this show would not exist without support from listeners like you. And if you go there, you're going to get some great rewards, including bonus content. There's some enamel pins to choose from. Lots of great things. But really, the thing that makes it all worth it is knowing that you have supported art that exists to make people happy, not to cater to advertisers or demographics or anything like that. They exist because people like you like them, right? And that is a very rare thing in this day and age, to have stuff that is made just because it makes people happy and because the people behind it are passionate about it. And you should be rewarding that if you care about it, and you should care about it. So MaximumFun.org/join.
Oof, Travis. Listen, we've been trying to say that for 2 weeks, and you just knocked it out of the park in 6 seconds. Perfect.
I have a lot of experience. Don't you worry.
I love it. We love you so much. Thank you for making time for this, and happy Max Fun Drive to you and yours.
Thank you. I love you too, Renee and Alexis. Have fun. Bye.
Travis, before we go, can I pet your dog?
Of course.
Thanks.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.